right, get your Bibles out tonight.
Psalm number 37, Psalm 37. Mrs. Kopaczewski, one of these was, Anna, one of these was way over there, and one was in the middle. Where do they go? Is this right? Okay, thank you. All right, it's fair. You can come up after and make them how they're supposed to be. Psalm 37. Ever hear that phrase, easier said than done? Sure. Ever watch a YouTube? Sure. Have a vehicle maintenance, the guy that's showing you how to do it is working on a brand new vehicle. Zero rust, never touched a road in New York for a second. Undoing bolts by hand. He's reaching here, it's right there. And then you go to do it, and you have the same model, but it looks nothing like the same. And easier said than done, may I say. Psalm 37, verse 5, rest in the Lord. Easier said than done sometimes. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for tonight. God, I'll be the first to admit I need help with that. Lord, patience and resting in you and waiting on you is difficult for me. Lord, I pray that you do just that, that you would help us here. Use the scripture tonight to encourage our hearts. God, help us to make application personally in our lives. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. How about these words? Fret not thyself. Don't worry about it. Man. I've brought this up a couple times. It has become probably my go-to illustration as of late. I've stopped talking about Trapper. He's just an absolute disaster, my dog. I don't know. He's got something going on right now. It's just walking $100 bills walking around is what it is. So I'm just not, I'm hoping he just helps us. Anyways. But for Christmas, I got this olive tree and I love it, Mrs. Bauman. I love it. It's a high point of the day. It's in the bathroom because it's humid in there. And I brought Abby in today. And I'm like, come here. And she's like, hold on. I'm like, you got to see this. And new growth is coming. When I first got it, it was in a little pot, and I transplanted it into a bigger pot. It's got like a, I don't do this. Well, this is fake, but like, I don't do flowers, and I don't do plants, and I don't know that stuff. But I have taken a great liking to this little olive tree. And we see eye to eye. So I got this tree, and I transplanted it, and I did research on what kind of pot you got to put. There got to be a lot of water flow, so I got the one with the little exhaust thing out where water goes through, and it's got the thing. So I transplant it, and I water. I check the. I regularly, even though it's in the bathroom, I check it and make sure it's not dry. I make sure it's facing the light. I made sure the soil is rich enough, and slowly. Ever so slowly, here we are a month out, and little things are beginning to grow on it. So happy. I'm bringing my children in to look at the olive tree. Farmers all over and all around need an attribute. And what is that? That is patience. If I thought for a moment that the minute I got my little olive tree that it would begin sprouting, no, it takes time. If a farmer goes, and we have farmers all around here, and when he plants his crop, he does not in any way expect that in a moment he's going to have a yield. He has to demonstrate one of my least favorite words, patience. We live in a world where the competition is speed. Ray, if you can do it, I'm going to try and do it faster, because if I can do it faster, I'll be ahead. If you make that, the next guy's trying to make it that much faster. We live in a world where the demand for high-speed internet, communication, instantaneous. How many of you today, all of a sudden you're working, it was going good, and all of a sudden, bleep, bleep, on your phone. Tom Brady retired, Claire. Everybody was notified instantaneously. Come, look at him. He says it with tears in his eyes, Claire. It was so sad as he sits on his beach house. I love you all, and 2.5 million people watched this 1 minute video. Instant communication. That's what we want. Same day delivery. We like speed. And then God says, I want you to wait patiently for me. It goes against my very grain, every fiber. I don't like waiting. Waiting is inconvenience. Waiting slows me down. Waiting makes it so I'm not in charge. And God demands that we rest in Him. Amen. Farmers must learn to wait, to plan, and to hope. So do Christians. Christians, I'll tell you, Christians, they need some patience. The ability to wait some time for a desired outcome. That's what patience is. A steadfastness during tough times. The Holy Spirit to strengthen and sustain us amid trials. What is patience? Listen now, accepting a difficult situation with calm endurance. All while, here's the hard part, all while not complaining or losing self-control. Accepting a difficult situation with calm endurance, without complaining or losing self-control. Anybody good at that? No. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1 and verse 12. As a kid growing up, I would hear this phrase, patience is a virtue. And it's biblical, 1 Peter chapter number 1. But here, as we look at James chapter number 1 and verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. I would like to remind you of our definition of patience. Accepting a difficult situation with calm endurance, without complaining or losing self-control. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Looks to me that God desires that we would be patient. He even says, I got a blessing for you if you can. How you doing with that? We all acknowledge, if I were to ask you, hey, is there an area that you could improve on as a Christian? And I don't know, maybe this or that. And I suggested, how about patience? Oh yeah, I could work on patience. We all acknowledge that we have trouble with it, but are we willing to adjust or acknowledge to the point of, all right, I need some help and I need to better demonstrate this? Notice the example he uses. Go to James chapter number 5. Same author. In James chapter number 5 in verse 7, it says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold thee, look at now, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Hey, that's our farmer. Hey, when he plants a seed, he doesn't think for a second, you know what, I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to have whatever. No, he knows that when he plants something, he's got to endure some time. He's going to have to invest in that. It's going to take watering. It's going to take light. It's going to take care. It's going to take fertilizer. And then over time, there's fruit. So is patience. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Hey, the same way, he says, the same way that the farmer goes and he tends to the crops and he deals with that and he has to wait on some things. God says, that's how I want you to conduct yourself. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Hey, maybe you're going through some things right now. And you're looking for, hey, how do I get out of this? And God says, maybe I'm trying to teach you something. Maybe I'm having you go through this process because at the end, I got something special for you. But we don't want, no, we want to dig up the seed. I'll eat the seed before I wait for a fruit. That's what we do. No one likes these two words, and they're so connected. Persecution, enduring, patience. No, I want the easy road. Long before James ever stepped foot on this earth, as we read this, this is written approximately 70 AD or so. This is 30 years or so after Christ. Long before James ever showed up, there was a guy by the name of Job. James knew about him. James chapter number 5. James 5, look at verse 11. Brethren, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the, what's that next word? Patience of who? Of Job. James is trying to teach us something. He's given us these thoughts from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 5. Hey, there's a blessing. God says, blessed are they. He's almost like the Beatitudes. Hey, there's a blessing associated. God's got something special for you. If you can endure some difficult times, if you can be patient, if you can accept a difficult situation with calm endurance, not losing your temper, not complaining about those things, but trusting in God the entire way. He says, I got something special for you at the end. And we come to chapter 5, and it reminds us of these things. He uses the illustration of our farmer and the time that it takes. And man, we want things so quick. If I see that spinning wheel of death on my computer, I just restart the computer. I'm not good at patience as Christians. As Christians, we ought to be patient. And James says, hey, I want to remind you about something. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender of mercy. Hey, let's review the story of Job for a second. Job lost his children, his property, his health. After. What did Job do wrong? Job did nothing wrong. Satan went to the Lord and said, God, Lord, I would like to bother Job. God said, all right. It wasn't like Job was reaping the consequences of his foolish decisions. And after losing his children, his property, and his health, he endured extreme tribulations, extreme heartache. Hey, maybe some of you even here lost a child or something of that degree. A child. Imagine in one day all of your children. All your property, all your ownership, and then your health. And Job has the courage to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Say, what is that? That's patience. Say, that's like next level. That's like, I'm like here if that's Job. Well, we got to start somewhere. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11:36 tells us of those and others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. Why were they put in prison? For being a believer of Christ. They were stoned. Why were they stoned? Because they were a believer of Christ. Sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword, wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy, he says. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And the Bible says in verse 39, and these all having obtained a good report, and they did it with patience. They endured. They endured some of the most difficult times that we have in Christian history. They accepted a difficult situation with calm endurance, without complaining or losing self-control. So how could they do that? Look at chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience that is set before us. If they could do it back then we can do it now. I dare say none of us have ever experienced anything quite like that list. Oh, there's been ups and downs of life, no doubt. But if they endured patiently that, maybe I need to reevaluate my situation and my complaining and my lack of self-control. Here we have a great example. First, we saw the enduring of persecution. Secondly, the example of patience. Maybe we need to lay aside the weight of impatience. The problem of impatience. Impatient people are more arrogant. Impatient people demonstrate a lack of trust in God's timing and God's sovereignty. It's true, isn't it? That's why impatience is such a bad thing. The impatient person believes they know how the world should work better than God knows. Job had some friends. He lost his house, he lost his possessions, he lost his children. Almost seems as if his wife had abandoned for a period of time. Her advice to him is, why don't you just curse God and die? And then his friends come by. Job, what'd you done wrong? When in our life, when God is working his work in us, do we go through those things patiently or do we think, here, God, let me tell you how this world ought to go? God, you've made a mistake. Impatient people want control of each situation and then get angry when it doesn't go their way. Oh, we see that with the toddler. When they want the ball and they're not satisfied with the other the book. So what do? They throw the book down, they scream, they cry, they kick their feet and yell. Impatience. And we look at that and go, oh, that kid needs parenting. That kid needs swift kick in the pants or something. We say things. But then when it's our kid, it's never a problem. You know how that goes. We are excellent parents before children. Sure. We're excellent judges of what Christianity ought to look like until we go through a trial. hey, brother, you just gotta trust the Lord. You gotta not fret thyself. You just gotta wait patiently on God. And then all of a sudden it comes to your house and it's like, whoo. And that buddy comes by and he's like, hey, you just gotta trust the Lord. Until you go through what I've gone, let me tell you where God messed up. And what happened? Lost control. And get angry when they don't go, it goes their way. Hey, where are you at in this? Are you patiently waiting and trusting on God? Or are you impatient? There's a blessing of patience. A patient Christian learns to endure difficult situations calmly. As we go back to Hebrews chapter number 12, look at how do you do that? Look at verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. We must show patience amid trials. Patience is a result of God working in us. And God does allow chastening even to those he loves. This week we had a little situation at the house and with one of the kids. You got five kids living in the house. There's always going to be a situation, Brother Sutler. I will not use the names to protect the guilty. Had a little run-in with one of the kids. There was some chastening. Because we love them. Is it any different in our life with the Lord? God, why is there a chastening? Well, it tells us, look at the same chapter, chapter 12, look at verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, Hebrews 12, 6 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he what? Chasteneth. Scourges every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like patience. God dealeth with you as with sons. What son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? He wouldn't be our father if he didn't chasten us. Hypothetically speaking, I had a child in my house that backtalked, and I just said, you know what, that's fine, my child. Go ahead, continue with that ill behavior. Continue with that way. Continue to speak lies and tell me things that are not true. No, continue. I want you to succeed in life. No, that's not that. As a parent, and that comes in front, and we say, whoa, 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 all of a sudden we stop the entire world. God's no different. He does bring chastening to us. The chastening of God yields. Look at verse 11. Now, no chastening of the present seemeth to be joyous. Is that not true? Slight understatement, may I say. But grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. You know, at the end of Job's life, he had more than what he started with. And at the end, as you go through that trial, I just want to encourage you that as you go through that trial, that you would endure it. Say, what did I do wrong? You might not have done anything wrong. Accepting a difficult situation with calm endurance, without complaining or losing self-control, and may I add this, and trusting the Lord. Because at the end, there's a fruit there. It yields a peace, but just like the field out there with the farmer that James was trying to help us with, the peaceable fruit, that takes some time. This fruit is worth waiting for. This fruit no farmer ever waited for more rewarding of a crop than this. Are you patient towards others? Do you accept difficult situations calmly? Without complaining or losing self-control towards others. Maybe even within your own home. Today, I went to go get a haircut. Say, it looked like you were successful. Not at the first place. I walked in. There was no one in the place. I said, hi, I would like to get a haircut. And they said, Sorry, we don't have time. She said there's no opening in the book. There's no one in here. I know a guy's haircut takes 5 minutes. I said, okay. Thank you. I'm going to lose my temper over that? Am I going to complain about? It's just a small act of patience. How do you treat others? Is God working through a current trial to bring some fruit? Have some seeds been planted, and it's going to take some time, but at the end, look at what the end result is. A peaceable fruit. That takes patience. Do you find yourself complaining or losing self-control? I'm going to ask you, what can you do to help yourself with this? Maybe you have the patience of a saint. And I know some, but maybe you struggle with patience. So what can you do? Keep looking unto Jesus, recognizing that He's in control. Because when we try and take the reins, that's when difficulties happen in our heart. I don't know what God's doing in Renee's life. I hear about that, and that's hard. Little Genevieve, I don't understand that. What is it going to take to go through that? It's going to take some patience. I don't know why those things are going on. I prayed that God would deliver them from those things. But I don't know what God is doing. And you each have your own situation. And we look at that and go, God's done me wrong. God never has ever done us wrong. Amen. So what do we need? Well, we need some patience. We need to trust the Lord. Our patience goes out the window when we think God doesn't know what's going on. So can I encourage you here tonight to maybe evaluate your situation a little bit? Just take a step back. Ever do that? Ever have a problem set before you? Maybe it's one of those mechanic problems and you can't figure it out. You don't know what to do and you're just kind of baffled by the whole thing. And you go to bed and you come back and all of a sudden it's as clear as day. Maybe your situation is just that. Maybe it's overwhelming and difficult and you just need to take a step back for a second and stop putting your hands in it and stop immersing yourself in it and say, you know what, I'm going to take a step back for a minute and I'm going to try and get a hold of from beginning to end of what God is trying to do maybe in my life. Maybe He's trying to teach me something. Maybe I've been trying to handle this on my own and God's just waiting for me to wait on Him. Maybe He's waiting for me to not fret myself and not get, if we can go back to Psalm 37 now, our beginning verses, and we'll be done. Because Psalm 37 covers it all. Verse 7, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, cease from anger. See that? There's the connection there. Not only are we waiting, but we're not complaining or losing our self-control. So as you go through these things, could you say, how do I do that? You ask for help. God, I'm going to need some help in this. And reminding yourself and the Lord, God, I'm just going to trust you. That's what Job did. He couldn't answer his friends. They said, hey, Job, you've messed up somewhere. Why don't you go back down memory lane and we'll try and figure out where it is that you dropped the ball. And he said, I don't think I did, but we can try. No, Job, it's your self-righteousness. It's your this or that. And he's, And very few times did Job have a definitive answer of what was going on, but he continued to just trust the Lord. And I encourage you in the same way. You don't have to have the answers. You just got to trust the Lord. Let's all stand tonight. Hope that was a help to you tonight. Say, no, I don't like messages on patience. Yeah, me either.
each and every week. Mr. Bauman, will you dismiss us in prayer? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Amen. God bless you. Stay warm. It's supposed to get a little chilly.